From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Friday, January 10th. Coming up, we'll learn why some IVF patients in Illinois feel uncertain about access and treatments as Trump returns to office. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Illinois Prisoner Review Board has seen some controversy this past year, but a state lawmaker wants to reform it. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The PRB handles all traditional parole release decisions. It saw members step down after they released Chrisetti Brand last year. Brand, who was serving time on domestic violence charges, allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend and killed her 11-year-old son a day after his release. Democratic State Representative Kelly Cassidy says her new bill would give more rights to domestic violence victims during release hearings.
Making sure the PRB is very specifically looking at those cases through that gender-based violence lens, looking at ensuring that we are being as protective of survivors as we can be.
A reform bill Cassidy introduced last spring failed. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Urbera is receiving a nearly $10 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation for major upgrades to the Florida Avenue corridor. The grant will pay for resurfacing and safety and accessibility improvements. That includes a new shared-use pathway as well as better street lighting. Urbera officials have been thinking for years about reconfiguring the corridor. Mayor Diane Marlin says she's excited to get started and transform one of the city's busiest streets.
When visitors come into the veterinary school or to any of the athletic functions or bring their kids to the residence halls or go to the president's house, they're on Florida Avenue, and it's going to be a street and a complete street that we can be proud of.
Marlin says the shared use path is already in the design phase and construction work is expected to begin later this year. The trial for the man accused in the Highland Park 4th of July mass shooting will begin February 24th. Robert Cremo III is accused of climbing onto a roof and firing shots into the crowd in 2022. 7 people died and at least 48 others were injured. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that yesterday a judge in Lake County restored some of Cremo's phone privileges. He's now allowed to call his parents from the jail before the trial. Still to come, we'll learn why some IVF patients in Illinois feel uncertain about access and treatments as Trump returns to office. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast for today.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for Champaign County and surrounding portions of East Central Illinois, effective until midnight tonight. A steady light to moderate snow will overspread Central Illinois this morning and last through much of the day. Snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches is possible before snow tapers off during the overnight hours. Winds will be rather light through the event locally, but slick travel is possible as snow accumulates on roadways. Quiet conditions follow for the weekend, with a few snow flurries possible on Sunday. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Your forecast for today: cloudy with snow likely and a high of 29 degrees, accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible, with a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with snow flurries and a low of 18 degrees, a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 27 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 20 degrees, a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow flurries and a high of 32 degrees, with a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
I'm Brian Mackey, host of The 21st Show. Donald Trump soon returns to the White House, vowing to make major changes that could affect Illinois. We are focused on facts, not fear, and we want to hear from you as we talk about 4 more years, The View from Illinois. Join the conversation on The 21st Show, the week of January 6th at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda.
Infertility can get in the way of starting a family for many couples. More than 4,700 babies were born in Illinois in 2021 because of reproductive technologies like in vitro fertilization. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump said that he would protect access to IVF and mandate insurance companies to provide expanded coverage. Now that he's heading back to the White House, not everyone is convinced he'll live up to that promise. As part of our series, Four More Years, The View from Illinois, IPM's Kimberly Schofield has more.
What animals do you see?
A bear.
Megan Learman is a stay-at-home mom of three in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. She was diagnosed with a heart condition during her second pregnancy, and doctors advised her not to have any more children, so she had her tubes tied. But the diagnosis was incorrect, and when she and her husband wanted a third child, IVF was their only option. Their son, Elliot, is now 2.5 years old. Learman does not believe Trump is sincere about IVF.
I think he says what he wants to say. I think if Senator Duckworth wants to, it'll happen. I fully believe it should, because there are people who can't get pregnant for a variety of reasons.
Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth's two children were conceived through IVF treatments. She sponsored a bill to protect IVF, but it failed in the Senate last September.
The threat to IVF isn't some far-fetched hypothetical. As GOP legislatures, courts, and the Extremist Project 2025 have made all too clear, this threat is already a real-life nightmare for countless women who are now forced to live in fear that Republican success come this November would even further imperil their right to try to create a family.
Duckworth and other senators wrote a letter to the head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in December. They want the agency to provide guidance to states on expanding coverage for fertility services, including IVF. The action followed an Alabama court ruling last year.
Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos are children and entitled to all legal protections, just as a fetus in the womb.
The Chief Justice argued that fetuses killed while a woman is pregnant are covered under Alabama's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act.
It's a day that Molly McClay and her husband will always remember.
The Alabama decision came out the day after we got home from the hospital from our stillbirth.
The Urbana couple has spent the past 2 years trying to conceive using the procedure.
This medication is called Gonal F or Gonal F. It is a gonadotropin, which...
That's McClay explaining to her Instagram followers what type of medications she takes for her treatments. The U.S. Supreme Court later struck down the Alabama decision, but there's no guarantee things will change during a second Trump administration.
I do feel relatively safe in Illinois.
That's Dr. Eve Feinberg with the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. She specializes in reproductive endocrinology and infertility at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine.
But I worry a lot about government interference in healthcare, and specifically government interference in the arena of IVF.
Even after several cycles of IVF, Carly Flanagan and her husband have still not been able to conceive.
IVF is really our only option if we want to have biological children.
She says access to treatment is already difficult because of finances, insurance options, and the lack of clinics in Champaign.
I'm worried that it's going to get worse. And I'm also worried with how I hear people talking about it in politics.
Access has also been an issue for McClay.
There is no IVF doctor that practices regularly in Champaign-Urbana. I think at one point this Indiana doctor used to come here and do procedures, and now he doesn't.
The couple ended up going to Cornell Reproductive Medicine in New York because of its success rate. Dr. Feinberg says Illinois needs to do better.
Annually, there are only about 50 physicians per year who graduate fellowships in this field and enter the workforce. And we need to increase funding to expand fellowship training programs so that we have more physicians.
Even if there is better access, many things related to IVF, such as genetic testing, embryo storage, and freezing, are typically not covered by insurance companies. Flanagan and her husband, for example, have spent around $40,000 during their IVF journey.
Physically, it's very difficult with all the hormones and the tests and how it makes you feel. And then emotionally has been absolutely the hardest part of it.
They are also planning another cycle this year.
I'm not very excited to start this back up in January, but we still do have hope that maybe it will work.
McClay and her husband are evaluating their next move as they do a mock cycle for IVF. Despite what President-elect Trump does or doesn't do, more than 70% of Illinoisans support expanded health insurance coverage for IVF. The state also has a coverage mandate that requires coverage of IVF treatments. However, employers with less than 25 employees don't have to provide coverage. Religious employers and employers who self-insure are also exempt. With producer Kulsum Khan, I'm Kimberly Schofield, IPM News.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Analika Ochuba, Reginald Hardwick, and Kulsum Khan. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.